Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's take a look at today's baseball schedule.
In the rotation.
Charge. All right, Jenks, let's head to Washington, your neck of the woods, where the Dodgers are facing the Nats. And we've got the Dodgers' big favorites here on the money line, minus 225. If you like Washington, they're plus 180 on the money line. Or if you like the squarest bet in baseball, you can take Dodgers' run line at a cool minus 135. So looking at the pitching matchup here, Julio Urias, who's only 3-3 this year, 2.63 ERA against Eric Fetty, 2-3 with a 4.08 ERA. Jenks, I think I know where you're leaning here, but it's still pretty pricey. The Dodgers' run line looks like the play, but at minus 135, is it worth it?
I think so. I know it's so square. I know it is. I get it. But the Dodgers won game one of this series 10-1. They won game two of this series last night 9-4. Their first in runs scored all across the NMLB. The Nationals are 20th in runs scored. Eric Fetty has control issues, walks a ton of guys. And you've got guys like Trey Turner, for example, who certainly know Nationals Park, are comfortable there. I just don't know how you bet this any other way than Dodgers run line minus 135. It's the square play, but I think it's the right side.
I think if you had to play something in this game, it's probably that. Just because looking at this Dodgers lineup and how hot they are right now, and specifically at Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts now leads the National League in home runs, hit two home runs last night. And also Trey Turner, like you said, he's pretty comfortable there, hit a home run last night as well. And I think Josiah Gray was a better pitcher than Eric Fetty. I will say Josiah Gray had the downfall of being a former LA Dodger. So I think they knew what was coming when it came to his pitching arsenal. But still, it looks like the play here for me, Dodgers run line, minus 135. Or what about the over, 8.5? Do you think the Dodgers can pile enough runs in this one to hit this over? Or are you staying away from the total here?
That's the only thing that I thought about when you're talking about the total is I thought about the over. But when Eric Fetty pitches, the Nationals generally just don't score runs. 7 total runs in his 4 starts this season. The Nationals just aren't that productive. So I think that over is probably the right side here. And I definitely looked at that, but there is a possibility that the Nationals go completely cold here and the Dodgers win 7-0. So I'm probably going to stick with the square play. Go Dodgers run line.
All right, let's head to LA where the Angels are hosting the Rangers. We've got the Angels big home favorites here, minus 160 on the money line, Texas plus 135. And if you like the total, the over-under is 8.5. Pitching matchup here, Glenn Otto against, I think it's Reed Detmers, is it not?
Yep.
So a good pitching matchup here, at least for LA. If you remember, Reed Detmers was the guy that threw the no-hitter as a rookie, I believe. And Glenn Otto this season, 1-2 for Texas with a 5.55 ERA. Jenks, do you have a play you like here?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not crazy about this, but I think I would lean over 8.5 just because Glenn Otto has been pretty bad. Chelsea's given up 12 earned runs in the last 15 innings he has pitched. Last time out, he allowed 8 runs on 8 hits against Boston. Hasn't lasted more than 6 innings in any start this season. And he's facing an Angels team that is averaging 4.88 runs per game, fourth in all of baseball. Even though Tyler Ward will not play in this game, he's missed the last 3 with a stinger. And he says he's still pain-free, but they want to make sure they bring him back slowly. Still, Detmers on the other side is inconsistent. In his last start, Chelsea, he faced this same Rangers club, gave up 3 runs in 3 2/3 innings. So over 8.5 would be my lean.
I think if Detmers wasn't pitching, I think I would play the over because the Angels hit the ball pretty well, even though looking at their over-under record this year, they've been an under team, especially at home. 9-13-1 over-under record. And looking at Texas, we talked about their offensive woes. And on the road, they're 6-12-1 with 12 games hitting the under. So I think that's the sabotage factor here is maybe you're not going to get enough runs from this Texas lineup because Reed Detmers has been very good. I'm not expecting him to throw another no-hitter, but still, you need some production from the Texas lineup. So maybe an Angels team total if you do think they're going to get to Glenn Otto. Let's go on to Chicago where the Red Sox, the red hot Red Sox, I should say, are facing the White Sox. It is the White Sox favorite here in this one, -175 on the money line, -115 on the run line, total 7.5 runs. We've got Rich Hill going against Lucas Giolito. Jenks, do you like somebody here?
Oh, I hate this game. I hate it. I tried to cap it this morning and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think if I'm going to bet this game, I would go Red Sox money line and try and get myself some plus money. And I know you look at this and you say Giolito is clearly the better pitcher compared to Rich Hill, but the Red Sox have been mashing Chelsea. They have 17 home runs in their last 10 games. And Giolito himself, as good as he is, does give up the long ball. He's given up 6 or 7 home runs in 6 starts this year. Plus, the Red Sox are red hot. They've won 6 straight. I'm not a big Boston backer, but with the way that they're hitting, I think there might be a little value here at plus money, +145 at BetMGM. That would be my play, but ultimately, this is a stay away for me.
I think I'd take a look at the over because looking at Rich Hill, he has pitched well this year, but we know that the White Sox absolutely mash against left-handed pitching. And Rich Hill is not one of those top-of-the-line lefties that can kind of break this mold and sit down some bats here against the White Sox. White Sox top 5 in most offensive categories against left-handed pitching. And then looking at Boston, their bats are red hot right now. And even against top-of-the-line pitching, they scored runs against Dylan Cease, who is some of the best strikeout stuff of anybody in all of baseball. So I think they can score a couple of runs off Lucas Giolito. And this White Sox bullpen has been far from impressive this year. And you could say the same thing about the Red Sox bullpen. So I think for me, it would be an over in the Red Sox and White Sox game.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.